Support from others. The vast majority of the Iraqi people may well want the end of Saddam's rule, but they may not welcome the United States to create a government in its own image. Regardless of their own internal disagreements, the Iraqi people still feel a strong sense of national identity and could quickly reject an American occupation force that tramples on local cultures. We must recognize that the day we occupy Iraq, we shoulder the responsibility to protect and care for its citizens. We are accountable under the Geneva Conventions for public safety in neighborhoods, for schools, for meeting the basic necessities of life for 23 million Iraqi civilians. This daunting challenge has received little attention from the administration. As the dust settles, the repressed tribal and religious differences of the past may come to the fore, as they did in the brutal civil wars of Yugoslavia and in Rwanda and other countries. As our troops bypass Basra and other Iraqi cities on our way to Baghdad, how will we prevent the revenge bloodletting that occurred after the last Gulf War, in which thousands of civilians lost their lives? What do we do if the Kurds in northern Iraq proclaim an independent Kurdistan, or the Shia in the southern Iraq may move towards an alliance with Iran, from which they have long drawn their inspiration? We have told the government of Turkey that we will not support an independent Kurdistan, despite the fact that the Kurdish people already have a high degree of U.S.-supported independence and have even completed work on their own constitution. Do we send troops again to keep Iraq united?